I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Big day in Washington, D.C. as we await James Comey's testimony before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. That's coming up soon at 10 o'clock. You can watch that live on WMAL.com. Joining us now to explain it all and let us know what he expects to hear today is Ron Hosko. He's the president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund and a former assistant director of the FBI. Ron, good morning. You're on with Vince Colonnais and Mary Walter.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, a lot of people are expecting James Comey to make news today, but on the opposite side of this, we may not hear anything new. It seems that much of what he shared yesterday, while dramatic, the beginning of that testimony in terms of just its prose, is really a recitation of what we already knew in public. Are you expecting any bombshells today?
No, I don't really expect a bombshell, but I expect to hear some more context about these conversations with the president. I think the context is incredibly important, and I think in fairness to the president and his supporters, we have to recognize that we're largely hearing one side of this exchange or these exchanges. We haven't heard with any clarity what the president's logic was or thinking was when, you know, assuming these events happened as the director, former director, described. Assuming that is accurate, we still haven't heard details about why the president asked what he asked or did what he did.
Do you think that the president will be tweeting exactly that during this testimony?
Yeah, I expect we will hear or read some tactical tweets. I frankly think that his announcement yesterday about his nominee was a tactical tweet to draw our attention to another location. We've already heard some of his team, you know, kind of talking about how this vindicates the president. I personally disagree with that broad statement. I don't know that this is a vindication when you have a president really testing the boundaries of the independence of the FBI and its director.
Was he testing the independence, or does he, not being a politician, just really didn't know?
You know, that is, I think, is a very fair question. You know, when you look at this in the terms of this president's experience in politics and in D.C. politics and with organizations like the FBI, I think it's a fair question to ask. Is this political naivete? Even if you say it's kind of foolish and you should know better, did he know better? Because we see this in other examples, I think, coming out of this White House, that he seems to kind of be feeling his way through it and trying to figure out the boundaries and what terms to frame the conversation in. So I think that's a completely fair question, and that's why I think context matters. Here you have a director, by his words, you know, kind of pushing back and reminding the president of the importance of the independence of the director and of the organization, and perhaps a president feeling his way through it and in a somewhat of a bumbling way. In a concerning way.
Speaking of loyalty, you know, a lot has been made of, speaking of context, a lot has been made of this question about loyalty from James Comey. The president saying, I need loyalty, I expect loyalty. And it's been construed in the press, by and large, as a threat to his job and that he was trying to put a knee on, like, on the throat of an investigation. But remember, this is January 27th when this dinner took place. It was shortly after the inauguration, within the context of the intelligence community had already, within the Obama administration, had already begun leaking details about President-elect Trump. He was concerned, definitely, with the leaks that were coming out of the prior administration and the current administration at that point. It's not unbelievable, Ron, to think that he was concerned about the loyalty of a bunch of people within the government and was asking that simultaneously of the FBI director, no?
I agree with that. You know, of course, you want every government employee to do first is to be loyal to the oath that they took. And that is to protect and defend the Constitution, not an individual. But I certainly appreciate the president's concerns. I mean, we see it in an ongoing fashion just with this arrest of this NSA contractor a few days ago who was allegedly putting very negative comments about the president on social media. That's not a reflection of loyalty, and you know loyalty doesn't have to be blind obedience, but it should be support for the government that exists right now, and in a smart, educated way. So I think, again, you know, these words have meaning, but they may have slightly different meaning to different people.
The fact that we've heard so much already from former Director Comey and now Will today has led people like Senator Lindsey Graham to conclude what he said last night. He said, this means in the mind of Special Counsel Mueller, there is no obstruction of justice case to be made, because if he felt like he had a case, he wouldn't let Comey, his chief and only witness, go out in public and get beat up. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, you know, that's kind of one of the things I'll be looking for today, too. I do believe that Jim Comey has certainly sat down in detail with Bob Mueller and these engagements, these encounters with the president. So I think that Bob Mueller knows every detail that Jim Comey has on these events. And I'll be looking today to see how closely Jim Comey stays to this statement. And if he is referring again and again to his statement as his best recollection and not adding any extra color commentary, that suggests to me that perhaps Jim Comey is an intended witness downrange, that Bob Mueller thinks there is an obstruction that was perhaps perfected with Jim Comey's firing. And because what you don't want, and from any witness in any trial setting, is a witness who has given multiple inconsistent statements. What we're talking about here is the highest stakes game that is potentially going to be played in America, maybe in many years. And you don't need a witness who has changed the color commentary in any way, because any first-year law student would attack that as inconsistent and therefore not trustworthy.
Ron, so, we have you for one more minute, so I want to ask you, what do you think of the nomination of Christopher Wray as the new FBI director?
You know, I don't know Christopher Wray myself, but I spoke to a very good friend and mentor who worked with him closely a decade ago and whose judgment I have great value for, and he said nothing but positive about Chris Wray. He said he's a very smart guy. Understands the FBI, understands the need for collaboration, will understand the FBI organization and what changes might be necessary in that organizational structure. I'm encouraged by his prior complex white collar financial crime and corruption experience. So I'm cautiously optimistic, and I think the men and women in the organization will be, too.
Yeah, I've heard similar things from sources. I appreciate that, Ron. Thanks for coming on. That's Ron Hosko, the former assistant director of the FBI, joining us this morning on curtain raising the James Comey hearing.